climb the world in this country.
Okay. And the sound a cat makes being weaned, when a cat's being weaned, that sound, the noise it makes.
Oh, you cat.
Yeah.
He bawled.
Okay. And then the sound a cow makes at feeding time.
She'll bawl back to her calf.
Yeah. But this is when, like, this is a cow or calf when they're contented, you know, and they're just the noise they might make when they're right before they eat or while they're eating to show. This isn't the sound of...
He didn't bawl to them.
Okay. Now, I mean, would you do something like mooing or lowing?
Yep. He mooed to them.
Yeah. Okay. And then the sound a horse makes at feeding time.
That's what it's called, nickering.
Okay. And if you're going to give the cattle their food, you say, I mean, the animals. Now, would you use the term cattle for all the animals, or would you use something like stock?
Stock, feed the stock. That means anything that you had to feed.
Okay. And if you're talking about feeding the, let's say, did you ever raise any other kind of poultry besides chicken?
We used to raise turkeys.
Okay. Now, if you were going to feed the chickens and turkeys at the same time, you might say, I'm going to have to go out and feed the...
chicken and turkey, but if you feed most of the red turkeys, you could have to feed them to themselves.
Okay.
They don't do well together.
Is that, oh, you have to keep the chickens and turkeys separate?
Mm-hmm. Especially from this model.
Now they fight?
I don't know. They just don't do good together. They get sick or something. They can't. They run together, your turkeys bow, your chickens run.
Okay. Now, a hen sitting on an egg, you'd call that a...
Setting hen?
And a small thing that you might build to put a chick, if you're going to take some chickens over to another farm nearby, you might have this little portable thing that you could carry.
Cook? To hold them in?
Yeah.
You build cook.
Okay. And then a bone that... the children like, they're eating, when you're eating chicken, you know, they like to get the bone and they each get on one side and they pull it.
Pull the bone.
Okay. Do you remember any superstition connected with that?
Oh, they'll break them and put them up over the door or something or another for the sweetheart to come in.
Okay. Now, who was supposed to, do you remember which part of the bone was the...
shortest one, I believe, the one that got the shortest bone.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called the boy bone?
I guess I have.
And then, what did the person who got the bigger part, do you know if they got anything?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Now, is there a word you have for the insides of a pig or calf, all of the insides taken together?
Yeah, what now?
Well, you know, the insides of a, when you slaughter a hog or a calf or something, you might, and then you take the insides out.
Antlers?
Yeah. Okay. Now, the intestines of a hog, what do they make from the intestines of the hog? Some people eat them. I don't know if you do or not. They fry them. Take the intestines and they scrub them out and then they
I don't make nothing out of them, I fall away.
Okay. Did you ever hear of anybody eating those?
No, I never did. Now they eat liver.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking about was chitlins. Have you ever heard of chitlins?
Yeah. I've heard of them.